The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. In studio with us is Abby Rodewald. And Abby is with the Young Professionals Connection, and that is a part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Abby, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Here.
You know, we met for the first time at the Greater Des Moines Partnership's annual meeting, and you thrust your business card at me and said, I want to come on the air and talk about the Young Professionals Connection. I said, well, sure.
Yeah.
Let's find out more about it. So how did you get involved?
I got involved about 5 years ago when I moved to Des Moines. I didn't know anybody here. It was sort of a transplant, and I needed a way to meet new friends.
Sure.
So I joined the Young Professionals Connection as a way to get involved in the community and meet like-minded people who wanted to make an impact.
And what have you found out about the community?
The community here is amazing. Everybody is willing to step in, help out, give advice, and meet with me just about whenever they want.
You know, I had a long conversation today with some officials from the AARP.
Okay.
And we were talking, they're a new sponsor for the Business News Hour. And we were talking about Iowa. They're based in Washington, D.C. And we were talking about D.C. and the city and all the other stuff. And I said, you know, maybe you ought to try to come here because we still help each other.
Yeah, you know? We really do. That
yeah.
Iowa Nice is a real thing. It really is.
Yeah. Abby Rodewald, ladies and gentlemen, in with us. She is with the Young Professionals Connection. All right. So what kinds of things does YPC do?
Well, our mission here is to attract and retain young professionals to Des Moines. So we do that through civic, through charitable, through social and professional development endeavors. So that kind of is a broad sense, mean we do just about anything.
Yeah, right.
We try to encourage each other to further our careers and our personal lives and really just give back to the community in any way that we can.
And so this is a multi-pronged approach, I suspect. Not only what you can get out of it, but also what the community can get at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there any training types of opportunities within YPC, for example, public speaking or anything like that that helps individuals become better at whatever their career goals are?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to capture that in a broad sense. So while we may not focus on public speaking or giving presentations or how to negotiate for salary, we kind of incorporate that into everything we do. So we give opportunities for professional development in public speaking, in meeting new people, in connecting with area business leaders, which I think is growing our members both professionally and personally.
Back in the day, I was the president of the Iowa Junior Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. That goes back like decades. Yeah, the JCs, years ago. And then I went on to be chaplain for the United States JCs. But all of what we're talking about was encompassed in what was then the Junior Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And it was all about individual development and community development and personal development and those types of things. And then as that organization sort of withered, quite frankly, there was a need to find another way, another avenue for young professionals. And that's where YPC came in.
Yep, absolutely. About 16 years ago, the Greater Des Moines Partnership realized that and that we were losing talent here in the metro. So the Greater Des Moines Partnership set out to start the organization. And that's sort of where our growth started was with Mary Bontrager and her crew at the Greater Des Moines Partnership. So we're an initiative to them.
Right.
And from there, we've just spiraled into about 600 members is where we sit right now.
In the metro?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So we're a fairly large organization. Yeah.
What about statewide? Do you folks reach out into other communities as well? Right?
YPC doesn't specifically. We are, as an organization, a member of YP Iowa, which is the state version of us. So they kind of have their reach in the state, and we give as much as we can to them.
Now, is there a time when you have to get out? I mean, how long are you a
young
professional?
Yeah, they kick me out. Well, they kick me out as president at the end of the year.
Okay.
But as terms as age-wise,
yeah,
being a young professional is all about your mindset. So to me, it has nothing to do with age, and it has nothing to do. Yeah, it just is about wanting to give back and wanting to make a true impact in the community.
Now, that is different than what the JCs used to be, because it was 18 to 40, and then they kicked you out. And then they expanded that, and I got kicked out twice. So that was kind of fun. So it's not necessarily an age-based organization.
No, not at all.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about the makeup of YPC. 600 members. That's a huge number. Men, women, pretty equally?
We're pretty equal, men to women. We see the majority, about 90% of our membership is between that 25 and 36-year-old range.
Sure.
But we do have, you know, individuals that reach on both ends of that spectrum.
All right, here's the personal question. Married, single? What?
I am. I have a boyfriend, but I am single.
Okay, so with the membership, are many of the members also single?
Yeah, most of our members are single. We do have some family, so married with children or single with children.
Sure.
But the majority of our membership is single.
So you can meet up with somebody.
Why not?
Use that professional connection to the very best that it could possibly be used.
Yeah.
Her name is Abby Rodewald, ladies and gentlemen. She's the president of the Young Professionals Organization here in the Greater Des Moines Metro, part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. What's the best thing about all this stuff that you get to do? Being El Presidente and all.
I love the connections and the people that I get to meet. I try as much as I can to give that back to our members. In opportunities like this, coming in, getting to talk with you, I like to pass that along to our members. So as much as I can, anytime that a new station or community leaders reach out to us, I like to get our members involved give that opportunity to them.
Was the campaign hard and tough fought? I mean, did you spend lots of money attempting to be president?
I beat a few people up on the streets. And
I've seen that action before, I think, as a matter of fact. Good stuff. Her name is Abby Rodewald, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed all or any of this conversation with the Young Professionals Connection, we will have a link on our website so you can find out more about what it is that YPC does. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
See, this was easy.
Yeah, easy.
And you came prepared.
Yeah.
Even though you said you didn't come prepared.
Extra prepared.
Wrote stuff down and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. You see my paper?
I see all that list of stuff. Well, you know, if you know what you're doing, it makes it pretty easy.
Yeah. You're passionate about it, it becomes easy.
Exactly. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Keep on smoking.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Yeah. All right. It is called the Young Professionals Connection, part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And we've just been visiting with their president, Abby Rodewald. All right. We've got to clear on out of here because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He's the guy twisting the dials, making sure that you get to hear this on the radio and on the podcast as well. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is our friend Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted, by the way, by our good friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.